something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained and very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery. And I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing with Amy and Kat. Hey, Kat.
Hello.
Hello. Before we get to today's quote, I want to talk about something that Kat and I were talking about in my kitchen before we walked upstairs to record, and it was how, as a therapist, sometimes she tells clients things and they actually take it as a compliment and she has to be like, no. You need to work on that. And so we were talking about how I am an overthinker. What would you
You're
say to me?
You're overthinking this.
And I would be like, thank you.
I'm an excellent thinker.
I like to thoroughly think things through. And then you would be like,
that's not what I meant.
Exactly.
This is actually an issue.
So I don't know why I thought that was a funny story. Is it not? Sounded better downstairs.
I think it is a funny story, but there's nowhere to go after that.
Yeah. So maybe we just go ahead and get to the quote. Never mind. You know, you shoot and you miss sometimes. But I think I'll turn it into something. It's just that sometimes maybe we're just so not open to feedback. Like we're so blind to our own.
Yeah.
Something we do that is just probably so obvious to others, but not obvious to us. Well, and that if you're literally paying an expert to tell you things,
yeah,
you know, just lean into it.
But also this came to me as well, is because I think a lot of people do that automatically, especially me as a therapist to my clients, because they all want to feel special. And so when I'm like, oh, you do this all the time, they're like, oh, well, thank you. I do that more than your other clients. And they just want to feel special. And what I'm saying is, hey, this isn't normal behavior. And they're like, oh, I don't want to be normal. I'm special. So that's also part of the reason why we told this story, because everybody's special.
Well, okay, now I got to know, what is the difference between normal and special? Because when you say that's not normal, But like, what is normal anyway? So how does...
Maybe healthy is a better word.
Okay. I agree.
Yes. We're not going to redo that, but I would like to insert the word healthy or unhealthy rather than normal and not normal.
Yeah. And by Kat saying we're not going to redo that is sometimes we do have to redo things, mm-hmm. to be honest. And we'll give Houston, who's our editor, shout out. Hey, Houston, he's listening to this right now. Yeah. And we might give him a whole redo.
We're not redoing that.
Nope, we're not. And he has a whole file, I'm sure, mm-hmm. full of our mess ups because he also edits Kat's podcast, You Need Therapy. And he does The Fifth Thing. He does Outweigh. He does My Four Things.
One time is he said that, Houston... He said at one point he wants to put at the end of my episodes like a blooper and it'll be like a special treat for people to get if they listen to the whole episode.
I think that would be
fun. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Yeah. People are like, you're such a great speaker. And I'm like, yep, I am. Thank you.
Thank you. Because of Houston. Yes. Okay. So our quote today actually comes from some meme or Twitter post or something that someone had commented that Mary actually sent to me. I think originally it was Alex Blagg that said it, but he said the best part of grocery shopping is seeing what kind of messed up blank the psychos at Oreos have come up with. And I was like, and I am the psycho that will buy them all. But the reason why that is the quote, and you might be like, why is that a quote? How is that bringing us any type of encouragement, enlightening? What is it? But when I shared that with Kat, she took it next level. Not only was she on her way to the grocery store, but then she texted me a list of every Oreo flavor that was available at the store. And I'm pretty sure it was carrot cake, birthday cake, chocolate, hazelnut, dark chocolate, ultimate chocolate, mint, golden, ultimate stuff original, double stuff original, original, peanut butter, chocolate peanut butter, pie, chocolate, gluten-free, lemon.
and I left out all the thin Oreo flavors.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't even get to that because I was like, we're just doing regular Oreo.
The thin ones are good, by the way, in case anybody's curious. But then you had this whole metaphor thing happening with the Oreo flavors and how it could do your thing that you did when we were talking about the quote and all the Oreos. Like, because the Oreo had something good. They have the OG Oreo is amazing.
One of the best cookies ever.
Why are we messing with it? And according to, Alex here, it's because psychos work at the Oreo plant and they keep wanting to make more Oreos. But share your metaphor. Okay.
So I think this really, and I'm kind of, as I'm saying this, I'm working through it in my head at the same time, but I think it goes back to like hustle culture because yes, I will say the Oreo cookie is a fantastic product itself, the original Oreo. And we can also just lump in the double stuff because that's my favorite one. But like those in the
same.
Yeah. Those just are good on their own, but it's like they couldn't be satisfied just being that good. They have to like keep going and keep going and keep going. And it begs the question for me is like, when do we get to rest and when is enough enough and when is good enough good enough?
Ooh, that's our quote right there, people.
Yeah. Double quote. But okay, and then it brings me back to this thing that I heard on a Tim Ferriss podcast with Brene Brown. But one of them asked the question, how do you find the difference between accepting yourself for who you are and striving to be the best version of yourself? And I was on a run when I was listening to that. And I literally remember stopping and like sitting there and like journaling on my phone to that. Cause I was like, whoa, like, I don't know. Like, how do I separate accepting myself? Cause everybody says you should accept yourself for who you are. But then society tells us you should always be striving to be the best version of yourself.
Right. Keep going.
Where's the in-between?
Going.
There?
Add the gingerbread. Add the lemon.
Yes. Yeah.
We need the peanut butter. We need not just chocolate.
You could do better
chocolate
than
chocolate hazelnut. Yeah.
And I'm thinking about like athletes, like when they break a record, it's like, okay, now they have to break the next record. Like we can't ever just like be satisfied with where we are.
Well, some of that, I was listening to something the other day about records and like mentally, like the first person that ever broke some running record, don't ask me names or what the record was or what year or what they were running. Mm-hmm. But it was a book I was listening to called Limitless. And it was about limited thinking and how for so long people thought nobody can run that fast. It's impossible. And then when one person proved it, it showed a bunch of minds, this is possible. I can do that. So they went and broke that record, which broke that record, which broke that record, which I get it. But just reminded me of how our brains can be very limiting to us if we don't think it's possible, then we limit ourselves.
Well,
not necessarily related to this.
No, but I think that is. I like that because, like, even I, this is just like an insider scoop that, like, therapists are people. So, like, I struggle with this too of, like, when am I satisfied with who I am and how I function and how, where my health is and my mental health versus, like, what I can see possible. And there was also this video. It was like a 1 minute clip of a sermon at a local church in Nashville. And he was talking about the difference between contentment and striving and how striving messes up our contentment and it robs us of contentment. And I'm going to, like, probably not say this as eloquently as he put it. Came down to, he was like, there's something in the middle of contentment and it's striving and it's having gratitude. And if we can have gratitude, we can be content and still, like, desire more for our lives. And I think bringing it back to the Oreos, is there a place for them to be content with what they've created and strive for more? But, like, do we really need 17 different kinds of chocolate Oreos?
Yes.
That's not what I was looking for.
Well, no, I guess, again, like, remember, I'm the psycho that's going to buy them all.
That's
but
true.
Yeah, no, I get
or
it. Like, for the sake of your analogy, no, we don't need them. And when do we stop chasing?
Yeah, it's exhausting to me.
Chase certain things. Yeah. And some things are well worth chasing.
Yeah.
But then when is it content? And then how do we know if we're content? Because it's very difficult, especially with all the things around us telling us there's more, there's more, there's more.
And I guess the question you would have to ask is, where is my striving and where is my wanting to be the best version of myself? Where is that causing me more harm than positivity? I guess that's what you would need to ask yourself to find when, like, that difference or when there needs to be a stopping point. But that question is really hard to answer for me.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you stopped and you were journaling on your run with the Tim Ferriss Bernay thing, what did you conclude?
Well, it was 3 years ago, so I don't know what I said. But
get out your journal.
It's probably in a note in my phone, but I think that I just was like, the entry was probably more like, I don't have an answer, but oh my gosh, I need to find a solution to this. I think it spoke to what I was struggling with at the time. And I want to say it was in the beginning of the pandemic even. I want to say that's when this happened. Because I was in this spot where, like, my business was growing because of COVID, which is not something that I'm, like, excited about. And it was exciting because my business that I had created on my own was growing, but also I was exhausted. And I was like, I want to be the best therapist that I can be and the best helper. And also, like, I need to accept that I'm limited and I can't help everybody.
Okay. Well, I highly recommend if people want to check out that episode. I don't know if you're talking about the same one. She was on his,
but she's been on there more than once.
Okay. Ooh, man.
But it would have been the most recent around 2020.
Okay.
We'll find it.
I don't know which one it was, but they had a conversation about relationships. And I remember him talking about.
It was that one.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She shared something about how her and her husband do, like, it's not 50-50. It's like some days she may have 90 to give and her husband only has 10 and they fill in for each other. Yeah. It's like, hey, how much do you have today? Like, this happened. I'm spent. I've got like 20%. Where can you meet me? And sometimes if he's depleted too, like her husband, she's like, that's when we clear the calendar. Mm-hmm. We throw all the fresh food that's in the fridge. If it's going to go bad, we toss it in the freezer to save it. And we order out. We make our lives as simple as possible to get through that, you know, day or few days or whatever. And I just thought that was brilliant. And then Tim Ferriss was talking about something about in his relationship. I remember him just saying, I hear all the time in my head because he referred to his girlfriend or whatever she is, wife maybe, I don't know. She fights clean because everybody fights in relationships. Like, if you don't, wow, I don't know.
Well, if you don't have conflict in your relationship, something's off.
Right. But then it's like, how do you fight?
Yeah.
I'm not saying like fight, like screaming. But yes, there can be screaming matches or there can be even worse than that. Which would be tragic. Like, there's different varying degrees of how people resolve conflict. And I hear him in my head all the time, randomly.
Fight clean.
And just how important it is, like, wow. Like, you could tell he had just so much respect for her and, like, that he was striving for that. Because it's important to speak up for yourself and be able to share your side and feel safe doing it with someone that you know isn't going to go berserk on you. And there is a way to have a mature conflict type conversation in a relationship where you're fighting clean. And there's just so many stressors in a relationship, especially if you have kids or a stressful job or whatever, you throw it into the mix, like where when you're spent, you just can lose it sometimes. Mm-hmm. But shout out Tim, because sometimes I hear in my head, fight clean. A friend was over for dinner the other day and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response without missing a beat was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, it can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. And so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. we haven't even gotten to like
any other
an email, which one of the emails that I got was regarding our Q&A episode last week. She sent in the question through the Instagram Q&A box, but then she sent an email that was like, hey, Amy,
didn't get to it.
Thanks for taking my question during your latest episode. I had asked if there was an intentional shift in your podcast and for having a permanent guest host. Can you elaborate more on this subject? Thank you. And I loved hearing your daughter at the end, Angela. And it made me laugh because that was literally, I think, the one question where I was trying to follow the rules. And it just happened that her question was the next one where I was practicing just rapid fire. And you were like, is this intentional? Yes. And then we moved on. So poor Angela got robbed.
So excited. Then she was like, oh, that's all I get.
And so Angela can elaborate here for a second in that, yes, bringing Kat on as a permanent fixture in the fifth thing was intentional because I am trying to create more structure and order to my life. I go by a calendar now. I have very set things that I used to never have set. I was a very, okay, go with the flow person, which I still have some of that in my life because that's me. But enough was enough. And I was a little bit too flighty and kind of would plan things last minute. And I just felt like when Kat would come on as a guest, which I enjoyed having Chase come on and Mary and my sister, and they can still be incorporated in the four things on like a Thursday episode. But when it came to the fifth thing, it just seemed like a natural place for Kat. And I was getting so many questions sometimes that were even therapy related, even though we don't always talk about therapy. I just felt like she's a good fixture for Q&A so that I have like an expert by my side again, because I am definitely not one. And I feel like I want y'all to be getting legit advice if you need it. And plus Kat's on my podcast network and it's a great way to cross promote that she has You Need Therapy and it's a wonderful podcast that you should listen to. Shout out. It just made sense. And Kat lives in Nashville. Mm-hmm. She can be here and we can do it in person. The in-person vibe is very different. I guess y'all would probably be the main ones that would join the fifth thing would be Mary Chase, my sister. Mm-hmm. And then probably a few, like Bobo has done it a few times. I guess it just depends on what the Q&A was over the years. But structure, that's back to making this a short answer, Angela, structure. And so I think you just have to take a look at certain things that you're doing sometimes and evaluate and be like, what's going to be the best plan for this? And this may evolve, but not for the time being. I really like where it is. Yeah. So that is why. Any thoughts?
Well, I was thinking about when you were on You Need Therapy a couple of times and I was like, oh, I really like when you're on my show, but you can't be my guest every week.
Yeah.
And we were like, we have to think about something to do. And this is what we came up with. And it works. One, I think, because when I was on this, the fifth thing before it was like permanent, I loved doing it always, but it would be like, I have this email. Can you answer it? Can we do this in an hour? Are you free?
Because I wasn't, I had no structure.
Yeah. And so this forces you to have stuff set up and you know that I'm going to be able to be there. So you don't even have to worry about like, oh, can Kat do this? Like I will be doing it. So it brings like solace to you, but then also it would help me too. Cause I always want to be able to help you out. And now I just know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
It's fun. We like it. So I'm going to get to another email, which is from Lauren, and she's in Austin. She said, hey, Amy, my daughter's in college, and I've noticed recently that others are sometimes taking advantage of her kindness and walking all over her. You shared your parking lot experience on the Bobby Bone Show and how you were able to stand up for yourself, and I'm wondering if you have tools that you have learned to be able to do this and still be kind. My daughter is a psychology major, and I think that she would see these habits in others as enabling or not having boundaries. But when she views herself, she carries guilt if she isn't always putting others first. Thanks so much for your insight, your friend Lauren. Which I would just say, Lauren, fight clean. Just kidding. But I am more, not confrontational, but I think in a lot of the therapy work that I've done in the last year and like, yes, setting boundaries and using my voice and for those of you that don't know, the confrontation on the Bobby Bone Show is some guy was rude to me in a parking lot and I called him out on it. That's the short version, but I, in a very kind way. And in fact, I think it was around Thanksgiving or Christmas. And I just was like, you know, tried to wish him like happy holidays. This is not how life should be. It's not kind. And I said it to him. I was very calm the whole time, except for inside I was shaking because I was being confrontational. Because it's not like me to say something, but it's almost like once you do a lot of work and you feel confident in yourself and what you're thinking and feeling, and you feel like this is not right, then maybe, just maybe, I don't know what made me say something to him when he walked by my car and mumbled that like I almost hit him or something. He had already gotten all the way to his car by the time I turned around and said something, because it took me, it wasn't like an instant. I didn't snap. I thought about it. I responded calmly, but I just said, excuse me. And he was older than me. So I felt like it was this weird thing where I was like, am I really having to teach this older person how to behave? But I took that opportunity to, and you know what? My hope is that it did change his day and he did think about it and he opts not to treat other people that way. So that's my thing on that. But I think it took working on me and then having in certain relationships in my life, having to detach a little bit and
detach from what?
Trying to make sure that they like me all the time, detach from like making sure that I control the situation.
So for you, you're saying that I had to detach from making sure and doing the thing that's going to make them like me.
Right.
What I would have thought, like in how my head works, is I would have to detach, or in my past, I had to detach from making other people uncomfortable, because I never wanted to make people uncomfortable. So I would let people just do things that were like not great. And I wanted everybody else to be fine. And I had to detach that other people's feelings don't mean that I also have to be uncomfortable. They can be angry or sad or whatever, and I can still be stable.
Yeah. I don't think I was detached. My detaching made it possible to have that confrontation with that guy. Yeah. It's just some of the work I was doing where I was having to practice detachment and speak in a way that was neither kind nor unkind. Like, it just was. Yeah. And so that's what led me to, I think, being able to have more hard conversations, whether it's with a stranger in a parking lot or someone I actually know.
And what I'm hearing from you is doing that over and over then makes you feel more confident, right?
I created new, I mean, I don't think I've done enough to create a new pathway, but I mean, I'm working on it, like where it's just,
you're creating a deeper sense of self, more confidence. How I like to think about this too is when we are able to do things like that, when you're able to set that boundary, we don't know if this guy is going to like really change the way he interacts with people. We would hope that, but you're giving him an opportunity to, and you're allowing him to learn something that otherwise he might not have ever had an awareness of. So it might feel uncomfortable because it just is uncomfortable, but you're also offering him a gift.
Yeah. Well, that's my hope, because people are capable of change. Mm-hmm. I have seen that. I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it in myself. I've witnessed it in others. But we have to be willing to either help be a part of that process or willing to just at least know it and believe it, because we might be the ones that need to change, or we might be the ones that others need us to see that change is possible. Yeah. Because we can put people in boxes where it's like, oh, that's just the way that person is. And that is just not the case. Mm-hmm. Like, I've learned that more and more and more.
And more.
This last, you know, 2 years is that, I would say mostly in the last year, that people truly can change.
But sometimes you have to say a hard thing for them to know that change even is something that is necessary.
Right. Because I know I'm also working on change and it's not easy. But again, it's that repetitive. You might mess up if you're working on something that in you're trying not to slip into old patterns or behaviors. Yeah. You might.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
But can I also, just like making this like an everyday thing too, let's just put this in terms of the podcast. Let's say that I was doing something that you really thought was annoying, or that like really wasn't working or whatever, and you gave me feedback. I would be like, oh gosh, it doesn't feel good to hear that. But also I'd be like, thank God you told me, because now you're not thinking about it all the time and I don't sound whatever and I can improve myself.
If, you know what I mean? If you truly do think you may need to, because there might be something that someone is bothered by, but it's like, okay, there's nothing I can really do about that.
Let's say that I say like, well, I do say like a lot, but let's say I said, Houston one time gave me feedback and he said, do you know that like every time you're going to change the subject, you say this? I forgot what the phrase was. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Thank you. Because I want to work on that. He was like, I can edit it out. And I was like, yes, but if I'm speaking in public, you can't. So thank you for telling me that, because I had no idea. But at the same time, I was kind of cringing because I was like, oh, I do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no, there's stuff I say live on. But I just want to kind of put a bow on this. And then, of course, we spent so much time on Oreos that we're just going to be done answering questions for today. But, you know, she said that she feels as the mom that, like, her kindness is being taken advantage of and people are walking all over her. She said, do you have any tools you've learned to be able to do this and still be kind? I feel like we kind of shared stuff, but I don't know if there's something we need to put a bow on that maybe this mom just could remind her daughter and say, like, you do this, you're a psychology major, you're learning this and you're seeing, you know what you would tell a client. Like, do you ever have to do that with yourself? Like, I would tell my client this, so I need to make sure I'm doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that we've said, like, what she can tell her daughter is that doing this is offering kindness to somebody and creating a mantra for yourself. I have to create mantras for myself when I want to change stuff about me. I used to, like, really have a hard time being solid in my decisions. And so my mantra for a long time was, this is what's best for me. This is what's best for me. This is what's best for me. Every time I had to go, like, have a difficult conversation, and I had to do it when I was, like, leaving jobs. And so creating a mantra so she can remind herself that when she's trying to amp herself up to go, like, set a boundary.
This is what's best for me. This is what's best for me.
She can have a different mantra, but that's the one that I
like that one. Yeah. I'm gonna start when I'm buying every Oreo flavor. This is what's best for me. This is what's best for me. This is what's best for me.
If you want to do that, you can.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know I only got through two emails, but I feel like we had some good talks in there.
Yeah.
And if y'all have emails you would like to share, go to your email and pull it up. And email 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And then I'm on Instagram, Radio Amy. When I saw Kat earlier today, I'm like, don't let me pull up Instagram. If you see me pull up Instagram, stop me. Because I told her I'm really trying to have longer breaks without it. And I will go.
You've been off of it a lot lately.
But even if I'm not posting, sometimes I still find myself on. And then I'm like, well, okay, I'm on. But over Christmas break, I was able to take days. But it's almost like this reflex or something. Like, my phone is sitting there, so I check it. And then, boom, I hit the Instagram thing. I even moved the app. It's on my last page of apps. So I have to swipe to get to
the... Mine's on, like, my top four.
Yeah, well, I'm trying. But it's like, I've got to practice just putting my phone down. And so I told Kat, if she sees me on it, to stop me. But I'll see you over there at Radio Amy. Come find me. Lots of cat content. Like, not Kat DeFada, but like my actual cat, C-A-T, cat. And then, speaking of you, Kat, you're on Instagram. And what's your handle?
Kat.DeFada. Do I need to spell my name?
K-A-T dot D-E-F-A-T-T-A.
You'll never mess that up again.
No. Kat DeFada. And then, obviously, You Need Therapy podcast. And then also, I'll just say too, since we did mention gratitude as being in that space of striving and contentment, we do have a 4 things gratitude journal, and it's super helpful, especially if you're new to gratitude. We created it. It's like not intimidating at all whatsoever. There's even stickers for days that you like don't have words. And it's just 4 things each day. So it's not overwhelming. It could be one sentence, or you could do a whole paragraph or one word or a sticker, like I said. And there's even prompts in the back. We put a bunch of questions in the back where, if you're having one of those days, like, you can go and read a bunch of those prompts and answer them. And then you will see right away, oh, I do have things to be grateful for. And there's quotes in there as well that are super encouraging on a day where you might need it. Like, you can flip through and be like, oh, that's fitting. Mm-hmm. I like that. And so you can check that out at 4things.com, and they support education in Haiti. Just something if you're looking for yourself or maybe a gift for someone, those are great. And we'll see you on Thursday for 4 things. Bye.
Bye.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.